Cash cattle continues to be the main driver. I'm Keith Lindberg with your Farm News Update. Over the weekend and early this week, we saw cash cattle prices essentially from 241 to 245. As of today, not much activity as of yet. Nick Bork is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, not a whole lot of cash here developing yet this week, Keith. But last week, you know, was a great week. And I think, you know, cattle are just getting really tight up here in the north. And last year around this time, cash actually started working a little lower. We were around that 206 area and traded down into the high 190s. But this cash cattle market right now just keeps on propelling forward, and I think that's going to continue here as tight as supplies are getting in the north here.
We're here at the Minnesota Pork Congress, and there's been some talk here, started last night really, if I may, Nick, about the president's announcement about bringing some more beef in here from Argentina. I understand that's happening, but not in very big quantities. Is that right?
Yeah, right. It right now, this time frame, we do import quite a bit of beef from Brazil and Argentina. You know, this is the time frame that we usually fill those annual quotas. And but there is going to be, you know, I think it's about four times the amount, kind of the number that he put out there that we'll potentially import from them. It still is a relatively low number, though, overall from Argentina. So
gotcha. Because I think that played a factor yesterday, a little pressure on the cattle side.
Yeah, it certainly may have, Keith. Yep.
Your take on the hog front?
Yeah, Keith. We're still very high, right? You do got Feb that's going to expire here this week, so that's winding down. Got to move a little lower to meet the index, which is around 86.5. Mm-hmm. We have seen some interesting things in some of the primals here this week, though. The rib had been really high, you know, up in that $180 area, and that kind of fell down this week. Also, the belly has not looked as strong as what it did last year.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lindberg.